Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, June 17th, 2019. And this is Live Talk. I am Kip Stove.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the tense situation in Zimbabwe amid planned street protests.
To join our discussion, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077. And as usual, we call you back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 meter-wave frequency and on the 4930-6080 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.viewawayzimbabwe.com, at www.viewawayshona.com, and at www.viewawayndebele.com.
If you have just joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about planned protests as Zimbabweans cry foul over the high cost of living.
MDC youth have threatened to stage nationwide street protests over the deteriorating economic situation in Zimbabwe. The party says people are now living from hand to mouth in the country due to the harsh economic environment. But the ruling party has vowed to ruthlessly deal with MDC activists, saying they want to destabilize Zimbabwe.
Teachers, health workers, and other state employees have also threatened to down tools, saying they are now struggling to make ends meet.
Harare residents say the government today deployed a large number of state security agents, including the police, to maintain law and order following reports that MDC activists wanted to stage street protests in the city.
This comes at a time Zimbabwe is registering rising inflation, with prices of basic commodities going up almost on a daily basis.
Please note that we are live streaming this show right now on our Facebook pages, VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele.
And if you wish to join the show, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. Yeah, chonga unjani void.
Angia pilan, utin.
Ai mbichana mbanjana mantwa.
Ah, ye ndizo kuti unenyia urida utaura tsata taura ya tina.
No, no. Ndi
vatango itaura iyo.
No comment.
Ayo ainofana utaura because andida anozotaura tabva pa show. Beta vanhu vazive kuti uri kupembera nokuti Highlanders yakadya Dynamos nezuro.
No comment.
All right. Rasha itaura futi yapera.
Ya, yapera.
Ndizvozvo. Hongo vadiwa vatereri tinomboita kuti tichitanga tambo tamuramba bvu nekusekawo. Hatingangoti zvinhu kana zvika zvaoma tichaseka. Itombokurukurawo saka ini nasawira wangu Gibbs kumbotaura nenyaya nhabvu yakatambwa nezuro yakapera yakati Dynamos 0 Highlanders 1 asi mutambo uchiripo nhasi tiri kutarisa nezve mamiriro akaita zvinhu munyika munyaya dzezvematongerwo enyika pamwe nenyaya dzehupfumi kazhinji tinozva kuti zvinhu zvinongoita bande nebhurugwa kufambidzana tinozva kuti munyika mune musisina kunyatsogadzikana tanzwa kuti muguta reHarare nedzimwe nzvimbo dzakasiyana siyana manga muine uwandu hwemapurisa zvichitevera mashoko akaburiswawo nevechidiki vemDC yekuti vacharonga kuratidzira zviri kubatanawo zvakati nevashandi vehurumende mapoka akasiyana siyana vezveupfumi vezveutano nevarairidzi tiri kunzwa kuti vari kugunun'una kana ivo mauto nemapurisa tonzwa kuti vari kugunun'una nenyaya dzemihoro zvimwe zvezvinhu zvinogona kunge zvaita kuti pawedzerwe uwandu hwemapurisa tinonzwa kuti nhasi vanga vakawanda kwazvo vakapakata zvombo nedzimotokari dzinoshandiswa mukudzivirirwa kwemhirizhonga pamwe chetewo nekupfeka mbatya dzinoitawo kuti ivo mapurisa anga achipinda mumhirizhonga kana muriot saka tanzwawo zvakare bepanhau redaily news rataurawo kuti gurukota rezvekuchengetedzwa kwenyika amai opamuchinguri kashiri minister of defense hanzi vati mauto akagadzirira kuparadza kuratidzira kune kuchizoitikwa zvichireva kuti kana pakaita mhirizhonga munoonawo zvakare mauto achipinda munyika mumigwagwa kana pakaa paita kuratidzira kunozonzi kune mhirizhonga zvinoita kuti mauto azopinzwa achiparadza kuratidzira kune kuripo ndonyaya dzatoda kuti kurukure nhasi kuti zvive zvingaitwa kuti nyika igadzikane zvigadziriswe zvinhu izvi tinonzwa vakawanda vari kuchema kuti mitengo yezvinhu iri kukwira zuva nezuva tanzwa vamwe vachitinyorera vachitaura kuti chingwa chakwira mutengo kubva pa $3 $4.40 kuenda pa $4.25 tambobvunza unyanzvi dzezve upfumi dzataura kuti hongu mune zvimwe zvitoro mitengo yechingwa yakwira uye mukupera kwesvondo yemo mukubva chishanu chingwa chachinetsa kuwana ndezvimwe zvezvinhu zviri kuita kuti vanhu vasagadzikana kana zvinhu zvavanodya zuva nezuva zvichinetsa kuwana ngatikurukure gives
iye kunjalo ke tonga ifaiwotesvini ndava yetu lapa ke eskuruma ngayo so ke abantu vati abantu vati vafuna kungena emgwaqweni so kunokuke kwenza kuti amapolisa angene emgwaqweni kuna ngale kuta ivimba sizwile njalo ke u Minister of Defense ukangendane ngezomvikela u Minister Opamchinguri esithi abazangena ke emgwaqweni bazagijiniswa bazabanjwa bazayenzwa konke okumele kwenziwe ngoba kumele kube nomthetho phela ngokutsho kwabo so kuzobuya ke nxa sisikhangela ke impahla jonga ingani kuphuka insuku zonke njengoba usitsho wena ukuthi isinkwa sibe siyi $3.40 kanti sesiyi $4.25 so kutsho ukuthi vele lapha eZimbabwe abantu abaningi bathi vele kusathengeki izinto eziningi so nxa sisikhangela okunye njalo siyabona ukuthi lapha abasakhulayo abakubandla KMDC bathi bona bazangena kuphela loba kunjalo ngoba bathi akusaphileke eZimbabwe so ke nxa bekhuluma nje bakhulumele ukuthi balungise ilizwe libe lilizwe elibusekayo libe lilizwe lapho abantu abangahlala khona bedle ukuthi nxa uvuke ekuseni ubona nje ule breakfast yakho kumbe itiye wovulele ijoyo
ilake
itiye lochapho ejiyileyo
anzitshangayi alternatives kana matadza
utenga ibambayila kumbe into ezinjani
nemananga asi
manje kulazulu
kana kusina kunaye zvakanaka
akulalutu ya akulamasi so kuyahlupha kakhulu so sifuna ukuzwa ngani izulu kalidabotinitini ngodaba lolu ngenani ngobuningi benu khonapha ke enkundleni sixoxeni sizwe ukuthi singathini ngodaba lweZimbabwe. I'm happy that two of our guests are already in right now. The first guest is Mr. Jacob Mafume. He's the spokesperson of the MDC led by Mr. Nelson Chamisa. Mr. Mafume, good evening and welcome to the program.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Yeah, it's Aswera. So then the second guest is Mr. Pilif Gaule. He's a former Cholocho senator and is currently a ZANU-PF member. So, Mr. Gaule, we are happy that you have also joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk. So, good evening, sir.
Good evening, my brother. Good evening, you. This evening.
Yeah, thank you so much. Chonga, I think you can start the ball.
Yes, to Tanganava Mafume. Welcome, Mr. Mafume. Mr. Mafume, we heard that there was an unusual presence of police or police presence on many streets in Harare, and I also heard from our sources that in Chinoy it was the same in other cities and towns. And I think this follows a press conference by MDC youths where they announced that they were going to take to the streets because of the current economic situation. May you tell us more about this? Mr. Mafume, Mudukumira, if you can just explain in English so that our other guests and listeners will also be on the same page. Then to send the editor with Mitauri Akatiana Siana. But since we are starting with you, just give us the response.
Oh, it's English. All right. That's fine. There has been a presence of police, an overwhelming presence of the police in the streets and in the cities. We do not know what has caused that, because what the police are supposed to do when someone wants to protest or demonstrate in terms of the Constitution, Section 59, they must assist that person. They must help that person to demonstrate. It is a human right, and a basic human right which cannot be taken away from a person. You cannot frighten hunger out of a person. You cannot frighten expression out of a person. You cannot threaten the person to be happy about a situation that they are not happy about. So we are concerned that the response by government is that they want to, when people are asking for bread, they are giving them stones. When people are asking for meat, they are giving people snakes. When the people are asking that the situation is untenable, people cannot survive, it is not the turmoil in the streets that is causing the problem. It is the turmoil in the people's stomachs. People are walking like zombies. They cannot work. They cannot get treatment. They cannot get anything. They see people like Wadgajena bringing Lamborghinis. Today there was a Mercedes-Benz, maybe one of the most expensive in the world. We have a vice president who goes to water sessions, prayer sessions in Nigeria, with a private jet and pretends to be meeting Nigerian vice president, when we all know that he went to consult church people. So it's a terrible situation in terms of the economy. It is a terrible situation in terms of the livelihood of people. People do not know where to begin. They are living miserable lives. Yet all they get from the government are threats, presence of the armies. And I should hasten to add that even the police themselves are hungry. We leave them in the community. Even the soldiers themselves are hungry. Everybody is hungry, except the few like Wajir Jenner, who can afford to buy a $200,000 car and drive it in the potholes of Harare and brag about it. They are stinking rich, filthy rich, causing and a security threat. What these people brought, what the army brought into power, is a serious security threat, who are behaving 10 times worse than Grace Mugabe. They are buying things, they are enjoying their lives, they are getting fine women, they are getting fine food, they are getting all the finer things in life, but making everybody miserable. When they took over, bread was 99 cents. Now it's $5. When they took over, fuel was $1. Now it's $5. Everything, every indicator you can think of, everything is bad, 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 bad. Mm.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Mr. Mafume. Now, Mr. Kaole, I think you can hear what Mr. Mafume is saying. He's talking about the politics of the stomach here, nothing else. So now he's saying that when people demand bread, they are given, you know, some stones. And when they demand some meat, they are given some snakes. So at the end of the day, these are very, you know, strong words. Like, people really may be facing a very serious problem in the country. And maybe, can you tell us why the government would then decide to, you know, deploy the army, deploy the police, to actually block some protests, since it is constitutional for people to protest? Mr. Kaole.
Yes, while it is the right of the people to protest, to demonstrate, it is enshrined even in our constitution, I hear. But that is what this Mafume is saying. And really, I would want to say it is the duty of the government to protect its citizens. And there is nothing wrong with the police being seen in large numbers roaming by the streets. That is to all their duty is to maintain peace and to protect the citizens. And remember, the government really is doing whatever it is doing. Remember what happened in the past.
Mm-hmm.
We are learning from what happened in the past as a government. The government, you know, we had problems last time, and when people hiding behind the demonstrations, the so-called demonstrations, with a political agenda, with a hidden political agenda. Some people wanted to get away with it even then. And the destruction that was caused, and the anger that was caused, all the looting that was caused, and with these people coming in as human rights now at the end of it all, rather than coming in right from the beginning, when the people started this demonstration, forcing people out of the street and burning cars, destroying property, and really loss of lives and things like that, of property and things like that. And therefore, the government cannot fold its hands and watch. The government must come in and really try and make sure that people, citizens, are protected. This is exactly what our government is doing. There are some people who are taking advantage. These people are opportunists who would want to take advantage of these skyrocketing prices that are skyrocketing almost every day. Who is causing that? Who is increasing the prices? The one that is increasing fast, they must go to this doorstep and demonstrate to that person. It is these people who are supporting our economy. They must identify those saboteurs and demonstrate to those saboteurs. It's because the government is not the one that is increasing prices.
prices are being increased by people who are burning money, all causing, burning money all over the show, and people increasing prices all over the show. And this is not the duty of the government to really punish those people. But the government is doing something to make sure that at the end of the day, people really can afford, really can a better life. This is what the government is doing. Austerity measures are in place, and these austerity measures to get us where we want to, a land of plenty. This is exactly what the government is doing.
Thank you. Austerity measures,
we truly talked about that even right from the beginning. And that people now, we must tighten our belts, but now people are taking advantage, increasing prices every day, and causing people to demonstrate. To revolt. This is bad.
Thank you, Mr. Gawule. Yeah. No, thank you so much. We'll come back to you. Before you react, we've got a caller. Yeah, Mr. Mafume, let's take the caller.
Yes, hello. Yes, Uban.
Yes, Makulule, Unjan Void. Yes, as Pompey of Sibakuli, Mobalam Taban to Banning Civil, Wurunanjan, Gonoko, and the Alice Babu, Kayanzani, so Hani, Amapurza Lao, Assemblyville, Kabanga Luti, Abantu Bankena, Import Coin, Beaching Sailor. So Ubonanjan, Wokilo.
Mwana who intend and swung Amapurza Kulumend. Mobile war, and I knew after the Kushagana Kula, I can Abantu. The match and everything to bang as can be a mobile to say Navant and into a corner. Umatola even in Abanabavens, it takes much to Bamba, Papa, and Bama Police reporter. Rather, the Pamba, the Tedis man is in I must think. So I'm a police are Venona, actually, and not who was I got away to say Navant. I want to see Mapa and see Venice and Penny. So I tell you. Siyenze into esifunayo ukuthi iZimbabwe iqonde izinto zihambe ngendlela eyiyo.
Ye, kodwa njengoba abanye bakhuluma ukuthi lingangena emgwaqweni lapha yini elicina lichisa phela impahla lisenza into ezinjalo, kambe kuliqiniso konokho?
Hayi, lokho angikuboni kuyiqiniso. Angikuboni kuyiqiniso. Bona yibo abayenza ukuthi izinto zibe njalo, abantu babe behamba ngendlela. So, kwazele besake itrade ngoba njengezwa isikhulumeli seyouth ukuthi bangathi batoyitoya emgwaqweni lapho abazabatshaya bona bahle baba yibo abaqale ukwethusela abantu.
Hayi,
abantu babe besalele benze ilungelo labo. Ivini benjalo nabo bakugawule bekhona lapho beloko bekhuluma balwazi uhlupho lweZimbabwe ukuthi lumi kanjeyisima kanjani.
Hayi, siyabonga kakhulu sibakhulule ungathini lokusasa baba.
Hayi, ngiyabonga kakhulu kuze ingene namhlanje.
Yes, sibonga kakhulu sibakhulule. So that is Mr. Sibakhulule. He says Zimbabweans will be given a chance to say whatever they want and do whatever they want. So maybe we can copy.
Yes, Mafume, maybe wanted to respond to Mr. Gawule.
Yeah, Mr. Gawule is delusional. And it seems like he's living on Mars or some other country. Or maybe he's one of the people who are benefiting from taking money from the population. There is no austerity. These people are traveling in private jets. Wazgajena is buying Lamborghini. They are buying Mercedes Benz.
But Mr. Mafume, before you go any further, Mr. Wazgajena, I think that is private money, private life. We cannot include it in government budgets or government austerity measures.
It is not a private life because he's an MP.
He's an MPS. He's an MPS, but he's entitled to his life because he's working, his business is so.
No. So foreign currency is allocated. Everyone is in a line to get foreign currency.
Mm-hmm.
Foreign currency is allocated to buy a luxury car, and yet the government cannot buy hospitals, medicines, and people cannot go to treatment, to schools, and we cannot buy essentials as a country. We cannot buy wheat, which we could buy a few months ago. We cannot buy fuel, which we could buy. All the money that we were supposed to use to buy fuel, imagine how many ARVs that duty would have paid if it had not been made a rebate. Where did he get the foreign currency? He is a businessman in Zimbabwe. He is a member of parliament, and the only reason that he got that rebate is because he is a public figure, not because he is a private figure. And the only reason he was allowed to carry out so much foreign currency outside the country is because he is a public figure, not a private figure. And then he uses scarce foreign currency that could have saved lives. People whom we are burying because there is no medicines in hospitals. He uses it to buy a car where he sits the whole day driving around like a baby with a new toy. That is not a private life. That is a very public life, and that is the waste of money that is happening in this country, where cars are being bought with the scarce foreign currency. But we are told when we want bread with the wheat, we are told that we love luxury. When we want cooking oil, we were told not to use cooking oil. When we want bread, we are told to eat mbambaira. When we want mazondo, we are told to eat mopani or worms from somewhere else. We cannot have that. He is a very public figure, and he used public finance, and that is the high definition of corruption, and there is no austerity there. And that is what people are angry about. When people display wealth, when they display decadence, when they display debauchery, a life of pleasure, women and drink and fast cars, whilst everyone else is suffering, the people will protest. They will not sit around and watch other people live like kings on our money. When a soldier now is earning $80, a policeman is earning $50, all the money that they say is the strongest in the region cannot buy a toothpaste. An iron costs 799. So it means your salary as a senior civil servant can only buy an iron at the end of the month. We cannot live like animals. Where we are supposed just to earn money, to eat, and then sleep, and wake up again to work, eat, and sleep, and live like a donkey. That is how animals live. They cannot build houses. They cannot buy cars. They cannot go on holidays. You cannot reduce a whole country to live like donkeys.
Thank you, Mama Fumera. Mbaya nyumuri parunare chitore mteereri. Itina mkoma tapio wa parunare. Mkoma tapio wa makadi.
Mkara, makadi mkoma.
Takasimba murufu na murufupi?
Kita South Africa.
South Africa, iwo mbe papi pacho?
Mjobek.
Johannesburg.
Kwa wanandri mjobek.
Aywa maita basa mkoma tipeo fungwa zenye?
Choka di chiri kondi kwa kiti mkaiendi kwa ya endaga kwa kuru wadja. Tinazo ama jirimo mkumbabu macho. Kukenyo watakura alamezi nyefika isusu warikunze pita atori wa kuchenge tamuri yesi backlog ya tana yoga wakura warukuta wala kukiti njivano wana chenge tezi wako wana chenge tezi ama properties and so on warukuta chenge tezi ama properties awo kuti atapwanywa avakawana nenzira dzekudzvanyira ruzhinji renyika. Saka zvino zvinorwadza zvokuti ukatarisa kuti vakura vanenge vachitiudza kuti panopwanywa zvinhu. For example, vatora nyaya dzekupwanywa kwakaitwa magaraji and so on. Huonziwa zuva petroleum vara vatarisa ka ndiyo vakuru vedu vari muhurumende iyaya vanofuranta vamwanzi ende ndio vanhu vekutanga vakatanga kukwidza fuel kubva padollar 18 cents kuenda pa $3 something. Which was mari yekuti yakashamisa pasi rese kunzi vanhu pane fuel enda $3 noronza. Saka zvinhu zvinorwadza kuti ivoka kwavari hazvinyanya varwadza because vari kuzviwana mahara on the expense yemataxpayers man. Because vanhu vanotenga mota dzinodhura dzatiri kuona pamasocial media mari yacho vakuiona forex nyika ichi kana nyika ichi haina mari. The question is varikuiona kuti mari. That's a very simple question. Iri kushayikwa nenyika yakwanikwa nemaindividuals. Where is it coming from?
Thank you so much.
Kana vakuru vachikwanisa kutibatsira ngavatiudze kuti mari iri kukwanisa kutengwa nayo orati mari iri kukwirwa ndege nevakuru venyika vachienda kunze vachinoita zvavari kuita zvimwe zvake zvisinana chinobuda vati kuti taridziwa Zimbabwe is open for business. Business rake risingasvika hamene kuti rerukitiwa ita yatingaziyeti.
Thank you so much.
Let them put the people at their heart. ndokuti tiki tinavatungamirira kwete kuti vaite their own interests pamwe yavo zvinova zvekuti vakaona kuti vanhu varwadziwa then they put my soldiers nema police on the street to oppress vanhu vari kurwadziwa right now asetting someone ari
kuthank you mkoma tapiwa titore mumwe muteereri mkoma tapiwa thank you so much that's mkoma tapiwa calling from Johannesburg South Africa he is a bit angry of what is happening in the country. He says it's just painful that people are struggling every day, and he's saying the unleashing of police and the army on the streets is a move by some of these people in government or high-placed people in the government to protect their wealth and their properties. So we have another caller, and the other speaker.
Yes, this is what is global economy. Someone on point.
Bauti yapsine jadi.
Ni apa yang umbaran kurmalai?
Oh, bapun dah kecokel.
Iya, Jovin, kunjat.
Iya, bapa saya tiada.
Bosila.
Saya sini ibu na yang lapar juga. Kawan na government di Ezan. Ibu orang abang tawan nanti dua di old dulu nama punya tu sahaja yang sekarang soban dulu nasi tu nama anda na bersol. Ezan bosin bahu dulu nama abang sahaja nama punya. Mshabeni.
Yes, I'm about to tell you how
to do it. About it, I'm going to demonstrate the challenge in the right part. I'm going to have a part of the delivery of the market. I'm going to have a part of the name. I'm going to have a part of the name. Seven members of the interest of a retailer. I go to the internet. I demonstrate the challenge in the market. I'm going to have a vele bazobalima abasebenza nisebenza nenhliziyo ezimbi amalida afana nenhliziyo ezimbi ezimbi ndindindi ezethusayo
hayi siyakuza hayi sibongela kakhulu Ndlovu
abantu mabehlala ezimbini bengaphumeli phandle kwe-demonstration yabo noma bekade beyethenga ukudla kugcwale emakhaya behlala iviki lonke bengakhuni kungabuya futhi bephinde beyethenga behlala iviki lonke kungakhuni belilizelize liwe
hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu Ndlovu siyabonga baba
ngiyabonga baba
yes so Mr. Ndlovu is saying that people must actually demonstrate peacefully at home. It's just stay at home and not don't go into the streets, you know. He says because ZANU-PF leaders are very ruthless, so maybe uGawule can
yes Mr. Gawule
yeah, baba Gawule uyakhuluma lapha ke uNdlovu mzwile cela uphendule ngamafutshane sibili ngesindebele khonapho.
Mina ngivelele ukuthi abantu nxa behleli bengaphandle kwelizwe bavele babone ububi kuphela okuphakathi kwelizwe lapho bengekho khonapho. Xa esithi mina abantu laba kufana lokuthi abantu sizama ukuthi ngithi mina kambe abantu nxa bedemonstrata i-constitution yeZimbabwe iyakuvuma khonokho. Abantu bebedemonstrata all along ekuqaliseni amaphathi bebedemonstrata kunokuthula kodwa ukudemonstrata lokho okudlulileyo kudale ukuthi abantu bademonstrate badilive bachaya abantu balimaza i-property batshise izimoto batshise ama-buildings baluthe iy'mpahla zezitulo zabantu kube sekuthina sokusingcolisa ukuthi lama-investors agcine esebaleka ukuthi abuye phakathi kwelizwe leli kungeke kuyekele ukuthi uhulumende akukhangele khona ukuthi azikele abantu aphinde azikele le property yabo uyabe nguhulumende onjani ongagoqa izandla kuphela nanzelela omunye obeyikhuluma ngokuthi uwazad yena ungakhuluma ngempilo yomuntu njani i-private life yomuntu iyiveke uthi ubani uthenga imoto enje abantu bonke kambe kulabayanga labanothilele phakathi kwelizwe ebasebenzela wazejena ngu-m p kuphela nje kodwa ngezomabhizinisi mazomabhizinisi mazenza imali yakhe naleyo ayenzileyo kumbe kuliqiniso kumbe kungamanga ukuthi uthengeleyo mota kanti ukudinga impilo yomuntu ukuthi ubani uthengele kubani uthengeleko kusase uzadinga uthethi uwadadena uthenga umbheda kuyasebenza khonoko
siyakuzwa bagawule kodwa ke nxa sikhangela abantu bakhala sibili kodwa siyabuya kuwe sibona ngani silokhola kumba silokhola
tinemteereri iri parunhare
kayaslamuntirafunga
atina regai tinzwe
yekutasasla
pana vachipere vachipere
makadi
ndakasimba ndiro zitanda gona kudai zere
magona magonesa
aiwa ndizvozvo pinda hanyu muchirongwa tinzwe
okay right issue tinayekapa kapa ndekuti kufamba kwenzou akumiswe nekuhuka kwembwana.
Mhm.
Zvavari kuita vakomana vakuda kuchishudzira kuti vanhu vange vachitya. Vatadza kunge vachiwana zvinhu zvinoita sei zvekuti nyika ifambire mberi mberi. Saka zvekuchishudzira hazvichashandi muno muZimbabwe. Nekuti vanhu taneta ndakatituma kuti tiitese tinge tichinge tafunga mafungiro atafunga iwaya.
Imi muri kupi? Muri muZimbabwe?
NdemuZimbabwe, ndemuno Harare.
Muri muHarare? Because tinombonzwa vamwe vachinyunyuta kuti kustudio 7 vanhu vanotaura kuti ngatipinde mumugwagwa ngatidii, vazhinji vacho vanenge vari kunze kwenyika vachikurudzira vari munyika, zvinei mati murimo munyika? Aiwa, zvasiyana.
Ndiri muno, kana mukaona nhamba dzangu dzendechemuno, hatina chokutiza, hatina chokutya.
Asi vachipere, tirikunzwa hurumende iri kutaura kuti kune urongwa huri kuitwa hwekugadzirisa upfumi. Hamuzoita here kunge makatya kumedza kutsenga muchada?
Ndiwo manyepo manje iwayo, nokuti tikatarisa mukuru aripo kubva 2017 ndopaakapinda pakatisa mukanda nditi nokusvika iye zvino pari zvino maelekeni ndakaitwa muna July last year kusvika pari zvinezvi yakutokwana gove hapana chafamba vanozoda kugadzira chii. Tikatarisa futi vatungamiriri vavo ndovanga vagara varipo kubva panguva yaRobert, saka zvakangofanana.
Aivana
chatingatarisira chatiti chingati chingafamba ipapa zvakuda vakomana vechidikisi.
Ndizvozvo, regai tigonzwawo kune vamwe kuti vanoti chii. Thank you so much, vachiperi maita basi.
Welcome, thank you.
Thank you. This is Mr. Chipere calling from Harare. He is saying that even if a dog barks all night, that does not stop an elephant from walking through, if actually getting into the field, destroying the crops and everything. So he is saying in this case, Zimbabweans should not be threatened by the police action, I mean presence on the streets and all that, or whatever the government is doing. People should just take action and demonstrate, because things are not okay. They've been living from promise to promise, but the government is failing to deliver those promises.
So, Mr. Mafume is...
there's a caller, I think.
Oh, there's a caller? Yes. Let's take the caller first.
Caller,
uko ni ncingo nkona?
Hello, kunjani?
Ngiyaphila, kunjani?
Ngiyaphila, kukhuluma noSithole kutoka South Africa.
Sithole, uyaphila?
Hayi, ngiyaphila futhi. Kuti ngiyangena lapha ehlebeni lami yazizwa futhi ngento ehlebeni lapho into futhi ekumele libe yazilio ekhuluma ngayo lesihlukumezayo kangaka lanxa sihlezi ngaphandle kwelizwe. Leli bala elithi ED lela-ke lilithathe kahle kahle, ibala elithi ED lelo igile lithi everything is dead, litsho njalo njengoba izinto zonke ezimbabhe lakulanti okuthiwa imile even one into. Siyahlupheka nje kuba kona lo omunye osecelini esikhuluma laye lapho lezani lo, ngoba niyazi ukuthi aba into enziwe yacasulo nyemanzi awuthi abanye abantu baphila kuphi umhlaba lapho kuthiwa sikhona sinanxa sikhala ngobuhlungu bona bakhala ngobunandi, asikwazi ukuthi siphila kumhlaba onjani. Nxa iZimbabwe ingathi yona yona ifuna ukuvunyelwa ukuthi ithengise i-ivory yayo i-West African ukwenzela ukuthi igcine izinyamazana ezibhedlela kungani akulamuthi baphise ugcine inyamazana khonapho inesikweleti le-R605 million okumele isibhadale. Ngiyakubona phela ukuthi luzwele yini lingavele ebantwini abadala abangabo idibo naku-everything is dead, ngoba kathesinje sithole nzima kanjalo. Yibona la abantu abakhuluma ukuthi abantu bathenga izinto abazifunayo ezibhedlela kungelamithi emaklinika amancane kungelamithi, sihlupheka sinje. Nxa abantwana bezimbabwe sifuna ukukhala amapolisa asivalele, ima engikwaziyo okuconstitution okuvunyelwa iconstitution ukuthi abantu kumele bademonstrate iconstitution yabo, amapolisa kumele avikele i-property, funa kube nezizigayi phakathi kwe-demonstration iyavuka bona kabathathe ngaleyo ndlela bafuna gila nabo nalaba abantu ababedemonstrata behamba emgwaqweni. Kuthi kwazi ukuvunywa constitution ukuthi amapolisa ahambe phambi kwama-demonstrators nemuva nemaceleni kwenzele ukuthi bavikele ukuthi funa ngoba lezi zigaba hayi ukuthi bavayela ukuthi zeke ngaphuma ikholi ukuyakudemonstrate. Lokho kubakuthi bona bafuna ukuvikela iproperty kwanothe funa ukuchaya iproperty manothe funa ukubulala abantu kubani abantu bademonstrata yento ekhona emehlweni abo amaphoyisa akhaphanga kwama-demonstration langemuva nemaceleni yikho sikwaziyo kuba esigoti ukuthi kwenganje kugaga.
Yes, siya kuzo phosa ukugcina baba.
Yebo.
Yebo, phosa ukugcina.
Yebo. Yikho ngifithe mina mina. Iba lithi ithi ukuthi everything is dead, end of the story.
Hayi sibongi leso. Yes.
Sethu ya safari 2% ya justified very good bayakhamba la mali abo gino la kakhulu nya. Siyabonga futhi.
Hayi sibongi kakhulu ke ungadinga kusasa baba. Yeah, so that is Mr. Stole. He's really complaining about what people are going through. You know, he says people are struggling to make ends meet, and there are some people yet who are actually driving Lamborghinis and stuff like that. I think this Lamborghini issue is coming up every minute.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe one day we're going to sit down and discuss some of those things.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he says, as per Zimbabwe's constitution, people are allowed to protest, but police appear to be blocking people instead of protecting that kind of property. But he says protecting property has got some other meaning. He says, what's the intention of the police? Because people may not even burglarize or destroy property. So he's wondering what is going on. Maybe
okay,
let's go for
Mr. Before we go to Mr. Mafume, Mafume, but I don't go to Wamananda. Wamananda, Wamananda?
Nagadi yeye koko nese anaisa ndiki kuta ora zakawa ndani kuti zina kumbura vangu. Ndicha changa angu nukuda kuta ora zakai tika mazika nige maira darika pawadari yeye wa makanga mei nao.
Zine chekuite rine nye etu kurukura.
Simai kana ndika tendera zakanaka.
Vama nanda. Danchi funza uti zine chekuite rine nye etu kurukura nasi nukuti tine materiru wakawa nda waruda upi na mchilongwa saka utimbo zoka tuyo sako.
Yes. Kuzo sa bauta wana wama fumo manje manje ndezo na ida kuti ndi ito quotation yoyo. Mujimai waka chaura chiti ma MPs, AMDC kana mchichemira kuti mwela kuwa na privilege yeko fiyo, iyo fiyo nchidua handi zove taka kusaru zirai. Nda baku njira wama fumo ya chaura kuti ma US dollar mari ina aloketewa. Maangu tiki sana nago kuna wakapira ndeka ya tende njida kufuja kuti is he an MP or is as an individual kukana ari MP wama pune wa kiteta urabu kuti ma MPs analokete does it also include himself as Mr. Mafume as an individual as an MP if he is allocated as well then they are double standard. They cannot come out here and complain and say the government is not doing well, the government is a failure. You know, like you got a DMT, like a proposal. Says that all the American has Maxine and Donald Trump at the New York Times, New Washington, Wati, Mate Panina, Sani Kutta, Aminura, Sakalpa, Pamsuruki, America. You see what Nina Gisa can actually took away Kaledu. I said, could this is Munich? Maybe this is Munich as no bad. Kusanganyisira isu varikume kudai nyange nyika vaweza mupfuvu handifariri situation iri mukati menyika ndinovimba kuti nyika ichasimuka zvinoitawo kuti munhu wese asunguke and my dream is about everybody to commit themselves and sit down on one table come up with a solution what can we do to take out our country from this problem that we are experiencing currently kwete kuita madouble standard okuti uku takagota ukuchochema zvinoita kuti vanhu vanototambura vave nekugwadziwa ezisi like tinotambura navo tese isi tisingatamburi navo tese zvakaipa mukadzi wei akapa wenin kuti imi mamps eamdc handizvo dzakazvo takakuvhoterai takakuvhoterai kuti munotimirira but kana maakudhenta into the tune of this youare surprising us thats why ndabvunza kuti vamafume kana vachiti marino aloketewa nani kana ichi aloketewa mamp does it also include mamps eamdc itiincludethem
Vama nanda rikaiti lingo pa wama fume mkana waku pinduri wama fume ngoti ga 30 seconds story mwe mtere
hakuna MP wiko opposition anopuwa 200,000 ma MP as ANPF they've already got cars even losing MPs we allocated the cars from the state zinema flag ziri kufamba zakanzi ANPF dziya even when they lost they were given two twin cabs. In addition, they are now being given money to buy Lamborghinis. There is no opposition MP that will ever be given the amount of money that was given to Wajga Jena. Wajga Jena already has a car that was given to him by ZANU-PF at Twin Cape before the election. And they gave it to even those who lost elections against the MDC. MDC MPs have not been given any of their allocations. And in any event, they are not being given 200,000. Varukupua 200,000. Ndo ava vanozviti vakakosha
vamapume ndingokanda kamvunzo tomboti vapiwa mukana iwoyo wekuti vanga vachiwana 200,000 veMDC vanotambira here mofungwa kuti vanoramba
anenge atambira anobuda tinomubvidisa muparlament anenge anzi apiwa 200,000 kuhuori hunotyisa huori hunosemesa huori hunoita kutosora maZimbabweans kumeso hatitambiri zvakadaro zvinonyadzisa pasi nekudenga kuti murume mumwe chete angada kugara kuisa mafaro ake pa 200,000 achifamba nayo mustreet vanhu vachifa nenzara vanhu vachifa vachitadza kurapwa
vanhu
vachifa nezvimwe zvakadaro hazvigoni zvinhu zvakaputa kudaro.
Thank you so much vamafume vamanhanda ndinotenda ndofunga mazwa mhinduro yabva kuna vamafume totora mumwe muteereri tina mukoma Sedon vatora nguva vakati vakabata parunhare makadii mukoma Sedon
ndakasimba makadii
takasimba muri kufona muri kupi
muHarare Zimbabwe
muHarare tipiwo pfungwa dzenyu
nyaya yacho handina kuizwa payatangira
tiri kutaura nenyaya yekuti nhasi muHarare mamuchinzi makazara mapurisa zvimwe chetewo nemaya maguta emunyika zvichinzi kune mapurisa akawanda kudarika zvinosimbotariswa mazuva tinosimbosanganawa nazvo mazuva ose tanzwawo gurukota riri kudzivirwa kwenyika amai upamuchingurikashiri vachitaurawo kuti mauto akagadzirira kuparadza kuratidzira kunenge kuchizoitwa munyika ndonyaya yatiri kukurukura
oraiti zvenyika yezimbabwe yanetsa iyi handifungi kuti nyika iyi ine kwaichaenda kutodonha kwai kutoita ikoko bhikozi chitaura chokwadi ka vanhu vezanupiefu ndovari kuuraya nyika kutouraya nyika chaiko chaiko bhikozi zvikungoratidza zvega pachena kuti nhau yitongoripo ndeye kuti hawadi kuvanogara nevamwe vanhu vangoda kuti zvinhu zvavo zvinhu zvese zvemunyika zvinakiriwo chete chete ndokudai vavanhu vaida kuti zvinakire munhu wese ka vangadai vachinzwawo pfungwa dzevamwe vanhu so hawadi pfungwa dzevamwe vanhu ukangotaura chaunonge watongotaura chigara watoziva kuti aidha rinozodoka varimi watodisapia
saka vari kuuraya nyika nemutoo upi nekuti nyika ndopauri pamakawaka imi pamugere ndo nyika yacho imimi ZANU PF iri kuuraya nyika sei
chinoita kuuraya nyika ka inhau yenhu inini yeikonomi iripo parizvino handiti ikonomi yedu yese yaparara zvinhu zvese hapana chiri kufamba ivi magetsi tinyangoti zviro zvese muzimbabwe hapana chatingati ichi ndo chiri nani ichi ndo chiri hapatori na ndongoti titongori pazero takutoenda kutosvika pazero zvinhu zvese zvinoraramisa munhu muzimbabwe ka zvese zvitongori pazero.
Thank you. Maita basa mukoma Sedon. That's mukoma Sedon calling from Harare. He says he does not think the country is going anywhere, and he's accusing ZANU-PF people of killing the country economically, and he says economically the country is dead. There's no electricity, everything is dead. So we hear from Mr. Gaule after we check the caller.
Yes, what in Balege okuthunyezwa ngabantu lapha ku Facebook jonga.
Yes.
Kulokuyemenza Mzola Dube uti mhlawumbe ukutshengisela emgoqweni yikho ungasikhulula kuZANU-PF. Kuzobuya ke abanye labo basithumezela sibili siyabonga kakhulu abanjengobaba kaThando uthi people demonstrated during 2017. No property was destroyed because police were there to protect properties. And then kuzobuya ke uTendai uthi kunjani jonga lo Dube uAndile la uyabhala lapha ke uthi kangibuze baba Dube yona igovernment ithini mayibona izinto zisiba nzima kanje. Ungabe layo umuntu yedwa khonapha nje ungambala jonga
tinawo vateereri tina mukoma Victor Solomon Hamandishi Hans watching from Zanzi Cape Town vari kutiona vari ikoko zvimwe chena mukoma Shadrick Bypai vari ku Cape Town Ignatius Muranda Lakemore Hans watching from Mozambique Cabo Delgado Then zvimwechete Danmo Nyarudzu watching from Cape Town, more blessing South Africa. Then kuna mkoma Shadrake Baipai, and there's no freedom in Zimbabwe. You are told that you are not free. The army and police are forced. They are also tired of the nuisance government. Maone rawa ya kweta mkoma Dennis Gorivo utaanzi chimbo werenga yu zvinofungwa nevatere varikunyora pa Facebook. Ayo ndo zvatiri kuverenga mkoma. Then mkoma Dennis Gorivo wabva wanyora pa sapo zvikanzi caller is offside. Rebates are for cars to use in constituencies. Then mkoma Jafet Kapera anzi vakadhakwa babao ndo vatereri vanyora pa Facebook. Pashona chimbo tora mtereri tingu hari parunazi.
Ye, yeah, what is kulma ilo mtose kumwa inlapa? Unjani kwa nape kumwa in? Halo, ekuwa nunjani?
Yebo, ulijani.
Nyapila, mkuluma lubani?
Unje la espezini.
Ye, unjani espezini kula ngapu?
A espezini kwa umile, shem.
Ye, loko kuto kule ntondo lezi mkulu pe?
Ya, zikona nje parla zama za ase kulu nyana.
Haa, kuzima foit. So, enu hati nige, kakono kukenza gale zimbapu isi. Wono kuti, ya rare lezi ninda, wakutua, wakutua, mapolisa, emeleluta vimbe, utapanda kachengiseli. Emgqoqweni kodwa ke nxa sisikhangela ke okweZimbabwe ubona zani kuyanga konke lokho.
Hayi, mina into nje kuphele ngayikhuluma inyizihlala ngizilalela nsuku zonke sibili but ngihliziyo yami babuhlungu kakhulu okokuthi njengifisayo kuphela ukuthi iZanu PF ngayiyasuka embusweni yikho engibona twa iZimbabwe izakuba lokuthula kuphela akukho okungengakukhuluma phandle kwakhona lokho.
Kodwa yapho kuphuma nje kungela khetho.
Hayi, kanti vele njengoba nobaze kuvote bahlala bekhona pha bethi bona bawinile bengawinanga. So kusalayo ngcono nje kuthi uNkulunkulu ebasuse yena kuphela.
Ehhe. So so lapho ujuthi kumele bebhubhiswe kumbe into enjalo uthini kona mfowethu?
Ngezinye indlela akube khona uNkulunkulu ababonela khona indlela yokuthi besuke laphana because thina sesihlule ukuthi sibakhiphe. Sareni ngabo la.
Ehhe. Hayi, siyakuzwa kakhulu. Kinjani uthe ungapho sesiphezini?
Eh, sesiphezini wobulawayo.
Hayi, siyakuzwa kakhulu. Uthe ibizo mbani?
Uthindlela.
Oh, Thindlela, sibonge kakhulu Ndlela.
Hayi, la myabonga.
Yeah, so Mr. Ndlela says there's only one solution, divine intervention. Mm-hmm. So he says God should actually intervene here and then deal with whatever is happening.
Mm.
So that's where he says maybe Zimbabwe can be a better place. So okay, now yes, so maybe wrapping up. Let's talk about the way forward. Is there any way forward for Zimbabwe? Maybe these two gentlemen may know.
Yes, we can hear from Mr. Gaule.
Mr. Gaule, is there any way forward for Zimbabwe?
Yes, before that, let me respond to issues raised by Mr. Mapfumi.
Just briefly, Shona,
I would want to respond in Shona. So that he because we have to call him Shona. Ndoda kutaura kuti inyaya yekuti ma MP zvezvanu PF akatengura dzimota akaita sezvi manyepo okupedzira nokuti kana vachi kuparlament vanopiwa ivo vanopiwa mari vamwe vachingapiwi manyepo hakuna zvinhu zvakadaro kana ma MP zviri kuparlament hakusarudzi kuti uyu ndiwe pati yakati yakati ma MP za MP they are entitled to ma benefits akafanana masalari zvakafanana yoke zvinhu zvakafanana mari vanotambira mari yakaenzana nyaya iripo ndeyekuti mota dziya dziya hadzisi dzema MP dzavanoshandisa dziya dziya ndedze party. That party akapa ma constituencies. Ma constituencies acho, which you come to Roma, MPs acho. Ndiyo akatora, wakawa mbani, wanochengita mota acho. Mota is a party. News, nima logo, a party. Everything is a party. And those are party vehicles. Mota is a party. Asi mota zema MPs. Ma MPs, asa wana mota za oku parliament. But yes, you know, asa wana mota. Arikusha nisa the party za acho mota za kapiwa. Mota is a party is also.
Thank you so much on that point. On that point, Mr. Gaule, thank you so much for clarifying that issue, you know, on the side of ZANU-PF. But then the bottom line is, what is the way forward for Zimbabwe?
Yes. I think it's only that people in Zimbabwe must come together. This is our country that God gave us. And God gave us this country. We don't have two countries. And this is the country that we must put our heads together, work together, and really, you know, for the good of the generations to come. And the thing is, there is sabotage. And the sabotage, who is causing the sabotage? Who is causing the increases of the price, of these prices that are increasing almost every day? But remember, to me, the dollar prices that were there in 2013, they are still the same, the U.S. dollar prices. For example, let me just give an example. Something that was $2 in 2012 is still $2 today in U.S. dollars. It's only that you don't have our own currency. We have this bond thing. You know, when it comes to the rand and the dollar, we don't have any problem. U.S. dollar and the rand. But here, we have a problem with this bond note. So the government must phase out the bond note, and then we move on.
Mhm. I see. Also, Akulu, thank you so much. Maybe let's go to Mr. Mfume.
Yes, sir. Ganbo, ungori veringa mashoko maviri matatu akandwa nevateririwe nevanotera Studio 7 pashona Facebook anzi namkoma Richard Moyo. Ndofunga nemfundisi Richard Moyo vari ku South Africa anzi Studio 7 zveshuwa zvinorwadza chose kuona Zimbabwe ichitumira mapurisa mazhinji muHarare nemunyika yose kuratidza kuti havana hanya navana. Uye vanoda kuti vachemere ani nokuti kunonzi mwana asingacheme anofira mubereko. Zvino voti vochema nenhamo vodzinyararai vorowa vourava vosungwa Zimbabwe iri kuenda kupi hanzi baba Rudzii asingateerere vana vako kana kupa zvichemo zvavo unovatambudza. Ndava Richard Moyo vanyora. Then kuda musere hanzi kutonga kwechisimba hadzizi ZANU-PF leaders patriotic. Ndo vavaisa mivunzo yakati ma question mark akawanda hanzi question mark nga 4 then reason uvadze hanzi ndifonerei ndabvira kare makabvira kare muchiti ndichataura musingandipe mukana ndofunga tiri kuedza kuvabata atizovati nauri yawe kufamba sei.
Yes, lavanye futi lapo Justin Ngwenya uti ngilani ngilapa eBotswana esinzima isimo ekhaya baba Dube. Kuno mzane kavana uJeff Maswanise lo Timon Moyo bathi lokho esikhona Dube asiyindawo silalele. Kuzobuye ke uMartin Frank Samamo uthi ngicela imfundo khona manje. Ukona ngale ke kwela South Africa uthi sibili ngiyacela. Yebo sithembisa ukuthi sizakhuluma noMafume ngeway forward ezibakuthi pho kuyona ngapi.
Eh baMafume andire mangwana reZimbabwe ndezvipi zvamungataura.
Has been outlined by President Nelson Chamisa. The way forward is that we need the dialogue as a matter of urgency, which is mediated by an independent mediator. We deal with the issue of legitimacy, which is the political question of the day. They stole an election. They stole a country. They stole a president. So that needs to be set straight. That needs to be put clear so that we join all the nations. We deal with national healing. People were killed. Itai Dzamara is still missing. Many people were killed after August. In January, people are being slaughtered like sheep. People are being slaughtered like cattle or pigs. We need to sort that out. We need to deal with national healing. We go to international relations. We deal with the economy. Get into the main economic issues once we have dealt with legitimacy. We deal with the integration into the international community. Those rukudi watikaita izozo zvokuti paitike dialogue. Zvinotibetsera kwete dialogue yavari kuitai nevanhu vasina mombe ivo vachiinda kudhidhi yekuti vanotsvaga vanhu vokunotaura ava vana Brian Muteki vaiita basa rekuveza matombo akatotadza kuvhoterwa nokuti matombo ake haana kumuka kunomuvhotera. Varungu vasina kana kumiririra vanhu vachisiya boka rakavakunda maelection vachisiya munhu akavakunda maelection wavakabirira kutonga kwenyika. Iko zvino kutonga kwekuba hakushandi. Kutonga kwekuba kune ngozi. Nyika yodzokera sure yofamba nenhendesure. Hakuna kana chiri kufamba. Everything is at a standstill because havadi kuti titaurirane. And ndoo zvinodiwa kuita. Kana izvozvo zvatadza vanhu vachapinda mumugwagwa kuti vatiratidzire in terms as peacefully in terms of Section 59. Tinoti mapurisa raisa ivavo nemamwe mademonstrators avatotunga midzamberi nokuti mapurisa ivavo arivo munzara. Ndoo vachatotanga kudemonstrata vachitaridzira kuti aiwa zvinhu hazvina kumira zvakanaka votozojoiniwa neruzhinji rweZimbabwe nokuti vari kudyavo vari kujuruja majuru nemuromo hapana chiri kubuda zvese zviri kurwadza and takagarira murutsva tisina kana chekuvharira tichiteya mbeva murutsva tiri kutsva kwese. Saka yes. Ivo vavatungamidza mberi ivava ndoo vachange vari kutanga ndoo vatovatanga kuinda mberi kuti vanhu vaite peacefully demonstrate nokuti vanenge varamba kuti titaurirane. They would have refused to come to the negotiating table as people. So
thank
those
you.
That they put in place right now are the first ones to demonstrate. It is a demonstration that everything is not well. It is a peaceful demonstration by the police, which will be joined by the rest of the population.
Thank you, Mr. Mafume. Thank you. Before Gibbs, I give you the mic. Maybe I just want to clarify that Mr. Brian Muteki, being an artist, is also a Zimbabwean, and he has the right to contest in any election. And for people to vote, they don't vote for you because you know as a matombo or a stone sculptor. No, they vote for you because of the promise that you give them. What you have, what are you offering? Just like
when I
decided to go and campaign. If it were not for you, who said don't go? I was going to be one of those driving the
Lamborghini.
Thank you so much, Gibbs.
So, see, Baba Kaule, so nasifika kona pema petroling wena ngubona kwakho sibili ubona ngane zane ele Zimbabwe lilakho ukuthi liguquke yini kube kuyahlala konje baba.
Ye, ngingakaphenduli wona lo mbuzo. Ngicela ukukhuluma into encane nje ukuthi ngikhumbuze uMafuma enye into encane ukuthi
10 seconds
uMafuma ayikhangile uthi yena uMachamisa wathola manje. Ngicela ukuthi ngikucace lokhu namhlanje ngitshela abantu iqiniso ukuthi uChamisa amavotes MDC Alliance amavotes ayo ngatholwa ngama MPs ingakhangela representation yabo kuParliament nezalo PF badliwa kuelection kodwa into eyenzakala uChamisa azathola amavotes angani athe phezulu ngamavotes avela kumgabe uChamisa wathola amavotes kuzalo PF ayevela kumgabe umgabe tetena votela uChamisa kulabanye abantu bezalo PF ababele kumlisele anoku lama factions lapha abanye bavota belandela umgabe wakukhulumayo uChamisa kala amavotes kala amavoti kaaseko kathesi
kuye. So kodwa ke kuyalungiseka yini okwenzakala eZimbabwe
ubaba kakhulu kodwa ke ukuthi abantu abanjengabo Chamisa bazitshela bona bafuna ukuzilinganisa lo president inkulu ubona besikhathi yakhompyutha lo president uzama ukuthi ezinye izinto umpresident zenzani la esekhona apho la esezapho hhayi ayisikho lokho kakambe efunde eSouth Africa ukuthi nxa uyilida ye-opposition nawe uyabe ukukhona kodwa ungazilinganisi lo president zazilinganisela amanye ama-leaders amapartizana la alahlekelwayo ekhethweni naye beselungiselela ukhetho lunye olulandelayo engafuni ukuzilinganisa lo mongameli upresident wezimbabwe munye aba babili engathi nxayelele ezikhumbuze konoko kungayisikho azitele kungayisikho kafundi kwezinye izinto ngendlela eqondileyo afundi lakwabomakhelwane ukuthi bayenza njani izinto zabo.
Kodwa phela nxa sikhangela baba Gawule umnumzana uChamisa asiwe yedwa okumele ukuthi kulungiswe ilizwe laye bakhona abanye pho kumele benzeni.
Ye, abanye laba kabaqhubekele phambili ngokuChamisa ashiye yedwa ukuthi ongathi nxa engekho emhlekeni ezinye ezivele abanye ukuthi asambe ukuthi yokhuluma sindawonye nxa esebutaengeke edonswe ngamaketani uChamisa edonswe kumbe ngegrade thing oligrade ukuthi adonswe alethe lapho kumele kuhlangane khona abantu xa engafuni kafumi kodwa ilizwe liyaqhubekela phambili. Abanye abantu bakhona bona bakhona abanye abahlanganisa umqondo wonke bekhangele ukuthi kuyini okumele kwenziwe ihlelo waliqhubekele phambili abantu bakhulumisane kube le ndlela yokuthi abantu bangenane ndawonye besebenze ndawonye ilizwe liqhubekele phambili.
Yes, yabonga kakhulu ke sigathisa ngumafuma 10 seconds nje kona.
Vamafume mashoko enyu yekupedzisira amungasiyira vateereri nevatariri.
I think as a nation we are at a crossroads. We need to be brave. There needs to be strong decisions made. We need to show that we are not happy and we need to be peaceful. But we cannot continue as wakoni zvikoni mimba ibine gosoro varuna vatadza kutonga.
Thank you, Mr. Mafume. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Our time is up. Sorry, we are out of time and we have to leave it there. We thank our guest this evening, former Cholocho Senator Mr. Pilifi Kahule, MTC spokesperson Jacob Mavume. Thanks also to all those who actually joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk. This is Gibbs Dube in Washington, D.C. saying good night, Zimbabwe.
Neni jonga kandemiri ndotenda vose vakwanisa kupinda muchirongwa vakundikana kupinda muchirongwa musakanganwa kuti Studio 7 iriko mazuva ose mangwana tinemi murara zvakanaka.